think Father Rick is going to give a talk on the meaning of America consecrated to Jesus.
Recently, the churches, the dioceses in the U.S. in June asked us to dedicate the United States to the Sacred Heart. And it's not because we want to impose our belief on the Sacred Heart on people in the world and so that there's some kind of weirdness there, but rather that what Christ wants to give us and do for us, that we can bring it to the people who are not necessarily religious or care about it, their relationship with God, but that we can in some way open the door to them. They may not pay any attention to it, and that's fine, but we as followers of Christ, in today's gospel, Jesus basically said, the harvest is ready, but we don't have the workers. Pray to God that he will send out workers for the harvest. And what that means is that what we receive here is actually what we're supposed to take out to our world. And we're supposed to let people see the Christ in the world through us. I don't think it means that as lay people, we're supposed to just stay in our house and say the rosary and say our devotions and do all of those things. Nothing wrong with that. But if that's our religious life, and then we go out into the world and don't pay any attention to it, it's kind of a waste of time. I think that it's important that we understand that God is calling us to live our faith in our homes, in our churches, and in the world. But I think sometimes we're very, very much afraid. We don't want to because our society is a really painful society right now. There is so much carelessness. I just looked on the internet and saw a statement that I was amazed at. Today in the Netherlands, they have opened the door to euthanasia of children. They are a country that has okayed euthanasia for people who are very old and suffering and there's no hope for them. They can kill them off. They have opened euthanasia for infants who are born with some terrible problems and difficulties, that they can kill them off. But now they are allowing children under 12 to be euthanized if they have problems. The thing is that what we are supposed to do is have compassion. We have our problems for sure. We have birth control and we have abortions and what have you and those kinds of things. Ironically, I just saw again last week that a group who probably is very strong on allowing for abortions and those kinds of situations want to get a law passed that it's criminal to boil lobsters alive. Honest to goodness, they want to pass a law that we can't take live lobsters and boil them alive because it's too painful for them. But we can kill children. I'm not saying all of this that we need to go out and protest and all this kind of stuff. That's not the point. The point is that we lose sight of our humanity. We lose sight of what God has called us to. The bishops have asked us to dedicate the U.S. to the Sacred Heart. It's that we become people that open ourselves up to our brothers and sisters. And I think what that means is that we should walk around our world, whatever we're doing, with our eyes and our hearts open to whatever is going on around us. Today's society is this way. I'm only going to see that little space that lets me go where I need to go. And everything else, I shut out. And I don't care about whatever else is going on, because my view is narrowed down to whatever it is I need to do, what I need to achieve, what I need to get. And I will barrel through in order to achieve it, to get all that I want. We open ourselves up to the Sacred Heart, and whether we pray that prayer every day or whether we go off and on with the novena to the Sacred, whatever it might be. But the thing is that we are supposed to bring Jesus into our world. And it doesn't mean that we do it, first of all, by judging. No, the first thing is that we do it because, for some way or another, we may see a need. We want to respond to what's going on, whether anybody else cares to respond or not. We have to begin to really practice that. It's not just a matter of saying, well, I'll do it sometimes. It should be a natural outflow of our relationship with Christ. You know, time and again, if you read the Gospels, I mean, you know, Jesus was just walking down the street and somebody comes up and says, I need help. Boom. Jesus does it. Or he sees it and says, this person needs help. And he does it. Christ never comes along and says, see, what should I do here? I don't think so, not today. No, he doesn't do that. He's always open. He's always responsive. And I think that when we come along and say, let's develop and grow into what the Sacred Heart means, it's not just the fact that he loves us. It's the fact that he's coming along and saying, if you love me, then love others. And I don't think, again, it's not that we have to go out looking, but it means that we have a sense about others when wherever we go. It doesn't have to be some kind of incredible thing. It's just that, well, here's somebody that may need some help. Here's somebody that looks depressed. Maybe I just go up to them and say, you know, I hope you have a good day today. Or I hope things are going well, or whatever. I knew a priest that used to run into people on the streets. He said, I don't give money. And he told them why. He says, because I'm afraid you'll misuse it. And you'll use it for drugs or alcohol. But he would talk to them and he would find out what their name was. He would go and says, hi, my name is so-and-so. And what's your name? And they would say, John Smith. And he'd say, well, John, I'm not going to give you any money. But, you know, I'm a Catholic priest. And this week, at every time I pray or celebrate Mass, I will be praying for you. He said, I never had anyone get mad at me. Many times they say, really? You'll be praying for me this whole week? And he said, yes. The thing is that we have to understand that people are actually hungry for connections. Even if it's just that slight connection that somebody remembers my name and is going to pray for me, that becomes important. My sister lived in a really questionable neighborhood, and there were a lot of people that she really didn't like because they prostituted themselves, they weren't very good to their kids, they didn't work, they had drug problems. Time and time again, these people would come to my sister's door and they would ask for some help. I don't care what kind it was, whether it was money or food or prayer or some kind of place to drive them somewhere. And it didn't matter whether my sister liked him or not. She never turned him away. She always did what she could. And the people in that neighborhood began to know that she didn't judge them, nor did she condemn them. She was responsive. And there are times that problems came up with other neighbors. It never happened with my sister. The people were well aware of what kind of person she was. And she was very involved in her church. She had dyslexia. You know, she read words backwards and all that stuff, you know. And she became a lector at her parish. But she really had to practice the readings so she wouldn't get the words backwards. She was on their parish council. She did things because they asked, and she said yes. And I think the thing is that when we hear that we are called to pray that God would put our whole country under the care of His Sacred Heart, it's not because He wants to do anything. It's because He wants us to do everything. Jesus just didn't stand off and say, follow me. No, He took His apostles and He said, you guys are special. You are my apostles, the people I send forth. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to go out and spread the good news and heal people, cure their illnesses, drive out demons, raise the dead. Bring the love of God to your world. And I don't think we do that enough. I don't know whether it's because we don't care or because we're afraid. I don't think we have to change the world. I think we just have to be Christ in the world. So that the next time you go to Kroger's or Walmart or the drugstore or Pony Keg, how do you behave? How do you respond to the things that are going on in the store? How do I work with my relatives, with my friends, with neighbors? Do I close the door and pull the blinds and lock it and hope that my neighbors will not bother me? Am I curt with the people I work with because they're all a pain in the neck? Or do I genuinely try to love them? When the church asks us to dedicate our country to the Sacred Heart, it is so that the fabric of our nation will be outstanding in the care that we have for one another.